This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Stories of faith from a farmhouse in Northumberland to inner city Newcastle. Christine Hardman, Bishop of Newcastle, shares inspiring stories from her diocese.
In my first 6 months, I went on a very intense visiting programme around every single deanery, spending 3 days in every deanery and visiting each parish priest in their own home. But I remember one visit where I was being taken in Allendale, which is the very west of our diocese, rural Northumberland. And the incumbent was taking me to see one of his church wardens, who was an elderly lady, still incredibly active, and she was a farmer. And she was on a hill farm. I mean, I can't describe to you how isolated her farm was. Incredibly, her husband's funeral had taken place the day before the visit was planned. And of course, he'd said to her, do you want to put off the visit? Do you really need the bishop coming round the day after your husband? She said, no, absolutely, life must go on. And I was amazed. We went into this little house. I'm not even sure that it had mains electricity, to be honest. It was quite dark. The fire was a real fire. And in front of the fire was a cardboard box with a little lamb in it that she was rearing and needed attention. And her profound acceptance about life. She was someone, I've never actually met anybody, who was very content, living a life of considerable hardship, actually, and in grief at her husband's death. But this calm acceptance of God's providence, of God's love for her, and that a rather mother you know, Julian of Norwich, all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well, and her quiet service of her Lord, very, very impressive. And I know I will use that as a, if I'm feeling sorry for myself over anything, I'll remember that wonderful lady in that brilliant small hill farm. And then a couple of younger men, actually, who I met, who were, because they've been exploring, in one case, still exploring ordination, and in another case, actually now having come to ordination, but lovely stories, again, showing the importance of worshipping communities, actually, in people's faith journeys. First one was a young man who grew up in one of the poorest parts of Newcastle, and he and his sister had been given 50 pence to go and spend. So they went into the shop and they bought lemonade and crisps. And then they saw everybody going into the church opposite. So they thought, oh, we'll go and see what's going on. And they went in and they sat down in the front pew thinking they were going to see a show. And they thought they probably were at a show, and they didn't realise what church was. Why would they? They wandered around drinking their pop, eating their crisps. But instead of people being looking rather disapproving at who were these children who didn't know how to behave in church, actually, they were greeted with such love and such a welcome that they kept going back week after week. And the young man would say now, and does say now, that it was through the love of the people that they showed that love to him and his sister that he learnt that he was held in the love of God. And his journey went on, and he is now ordained. Extraordinary, wonderful story. The other story was again about a young man, actually, who'd had a very, what you'd call a misspent youth. And things had gone quite wrong for him, and his life was on a downward spiral. One Christmas Eve, he had the conviction, he doesn't know where this came from, that he had to go to church. And he went into a crib service with his family. And he said, I knew as soon as I went in that this was the right place for me to be. And he had an extraordinary experience in that service. He went back and told his friends, somewhat, you know, bemusedly, and one of the friends said, this is going to change your life. And extraordinarily it did. And he started to become a member of that congregation and knew what it was to be valued, accepted, loved, again, in a very poor part of outer Newcastle. And he went back to school in his 20s, night classes, and got his GCSEs. And he went, now his sister, his niece and his friend have also come to confirmation. So it's a wonderful story of him being able to spread that sense of his own self-worth and knowing that God absolutely holds him as precious and worth something, which counteracted all the messages that he'd grown up with, really.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.